Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Before everything closes.
Scott Cordici and Nick Court.
I don't want to be a pirate.
Gone, baby, gone.
Love is gone, it's gone, daddy gone.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Cordici and Court in Sports Radio 103.7 FM, WEEI. Scott Cordici, Nick Coit with you on this Saturday morning, talking about what comes next for the New England Patriots. Tom Brady, officially a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. What comes next for the Pats? We talked in hour number one. I think we both agree, Nick, that the most likely scenario is that Jared Stidham will be the guy probably given the best opportunity to take the reins at the quarterback position for the Patriots. But I still maintain that there are some other possibilities out there. We know that they have Cody Kessler, obviously, in the fold as well as a backup. But, you know, some of the rumblings that we've heard in recent weeks, I think are worth discussing. And I think a guy that laid it out the best to me was Greg Rosenthal on NFL.com. And he did say that rolling with Jared Stidham at backup, in a backup to be named later, is the most Patriots-like move that's on the board.
Right.
Then he writes, trading for Andy Dalton or Jacoby Brissett would create competition with Stidham. And the Jacoby Brissett name is an intriguing one because obviously there's a history there with the Patriots. He, along with Jimmy Garoppolo, were on the Patriot roster together with Tom Brady just a few years ago. And, you know, Brissett had some moderate success with the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, and he knows the system here. He knows things here. And now that Phillip Rivers has been signed, it seems to make him expendable because the Colts had signed Brian Hoyer as a backup to Brissett to a multi-year deal when they traded for him last year. So, I that's an intriguing name to me. I'd rather it than Andy Dalton. I don't know. Andy Dalton just has this Cincinnati Bengals stench on him, and it just, I don't know. I just don't like it. Maybe he's more set up, you know, here with the coaching and whatnot, because he did have, you know, Mr. Mediocre Marvin Lewis there for a while, and, you know, I don't know who this new guy, this Zach Taylor, you know, I don't know how good he is in terms of trying to coach him up, but, you know, maybe it would work. But yeah, I'm with you. If they're going to go with a veteran, you know, Brissett's a name that I would think about bringing in for sure. Either that or they go with another young quarterback in the draft somewhere, maybe a later round sort of thing. Texter had thrown out the idea of Jake Fromm.
Yeah.
You know, why not? If you think he could be a guy that they can, you know, leave yourself open to multiple options is the way I would go. But I think having Jarrett Stidham here and you know, having him get an opportunity to compete for the job, I think is a healthy thing for your team. And if he wins the job, then that's a good thing. That means he's trending in the right direction.
Jacob Fromm could be, I don't want to say Dan Marino-like, because Dan Marino is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. But the analogy there is that Marino didn't have the greatest senior season, and his stock went down a little bit his senior year at Pitt. And as a result, I think he was the fifth or sixth quarterback taken in the first round of that draft. But Fromm is a guy that only a couple of years ago was considered to be a high NFL draft pick.
Right.
Like, he was a top five caliber quarterback, like the next franchise quarterback coming out of the collegiate ranks. And, you know, it's not that he had a bad season this year, but there seemed to be other guys that surpassed him. Obviously, Joe Burrow from LSU just had an unbelievable season, and he leapfrogged everybody from out of nowhere. And then, you know, obviously, Tua, you know, at Alabama, you had, you know, what's his name, Herbert at Oregon. Yeah, who I'm not a big fan of, by the way.
Wait, can you just rewind? Can you try to say Tua's last name? You hesitated.
You hesitated. I heard it. Yeah, I'm like, ooh, Scott. Scott just did the sportscasters thing when they don't know how to say a name. Tua. Yeah, and that's great. And he's going to be a great quarterback and whatever. And I'm like, wait a second, Scotty.
Was that what you guys did with Giannis for the first couple of years?
I was confident with Antetokounmpo.
Yeah.
Yes, I was confident with that one because I practiced it in the office. Some other ones, though, throw out like a random high school kid's name on a, you know, Thursday night doing highlights, and oh boy, sometimes that can be real tough, real tough. Anyways.
Can you pronounce Tua's last name?
Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa, very good.
See?
Very good.
I work on these things. It's a tongue twister. Right. That's like a warm-up thing, too. I could walk out to the studio. It's like Ron Burgundy, you know, How Now Brown Cow, Tagovailoa, Tua Tagovailoa, Tua Tagovailoa, something like that.
I'm Nick Coit.
I'm Nick Coit for BlueChew.com.
Damn it. Who put the question mark on? So yeah, I would think, you know, maybe taking a guy like that late in the first round is a possibility. I don't know, but that would go against what Belichick does. He doesn't draft quarterbacks in the first round. It's usually second, third, or beyond.
Right.
And then I've heard the rumblings, and I don't know how much truth there is to this or not, that Bill Belichick sees where the NFL is today or where it's going, and that is in the direction of the mobile quarterback, the guys that maybe are a little harder to defend, you know, the RPO quarterbacks, you know, the Lamar Jacksons of the world, and that he would be intrigued in maybe having one of those guys. So if that's the case, there are two guys out there that would fit that mold, one that would seemingly maybe not be the best fit for Belichick, Jameis Winston and Cam Newton. So Jameis Winston is a guy that's a turnover machine. And given how much Bill Belichick puts a premium on taking care of the football, it would seem an unlikely fit.
No way.
But you never know with Bill. Bill might view this as a great challenge. You know what? He may have turned the ball over, you know, however many times in Tampa. I will get the best out of him. I'll put him in a position to succeed, and I'll show the world how good this guy Jameis Winston can be. And then the other guy is Cam Newton. You know, obviously the Carolina Panthers made their decision. They've hitched their wagon to Teddy Bridgewater. So you, in theory, both Newton and Winston could come at a deep discount, right? And there's talent there. We can all agree on that. With Newton, to me, it's more about can the dude stay healthy. So, you know, those would be, I think, the more intriguing but outlandish scenarios for the Patriots at quarterback. But I think this guy, like I said, Greg Rosenthal, lays it out pretty well, and he puts them in order of what would appear to be most likely to what would be, you know, least likely in terms of what Belichick and the Patriots will do at quarterback.
Yeah, I think it's Stidham, and I think it's a veteran. And I think you just said it. I think Winston and Newton are unlikely. I mean, there's guys that turn the football over, and then there's Jameis Winston. And that you just, Belichick puts such a premium on accuracy and, like you said, taking care of the football. I mean, he'll bench his running backs for one fumble in a game. You know, we talk about the Belichick doghouse. So to have a quarterback like that, that would be really tough to try to coach up. And Newton, you're right. It's the injuries. And the guy's just a turd, Scott. He's just a turd. Oh, you're going to go from Tom Brady to that guy? Oh, no, I don't see it with those two. I think they go with the kid. I do. And then try to, they'll leave themselves open with options. But I think they have the intention of going with Stidham, I think, at this point. But we'll see. Maybe they do have something else up their sleeve.
Yeah. And then one other thing, too. You know, in covering this whole Tom Brady story, will he stay? Will he go? Where's he going to go? Did anybody do a worse job in terms of high profile guys that cover the NFL than Ian Rappaport? I mean, really, when you he just spitballed so much stuff, threw so much crap against the wall, hoping that some of it would stick, and really none of it did. And then he has the audacity to tweet this out early, maybe about I don't know, maybe about, actually, so it tweeted out yesterday at noontime. In the end, this is his tweet. In the end, the market for free agent Tom Brady, the hashtag Bucks and hashtag Chargers with offers, the hashtag Patriots waiting to see if he wanted to return, and in parentheses, he said goodbye instead, the hashtag Raiders and hashtag 49ers briefly considering but never making an offer, and the hashtag Titans going all in on Ryan Tannehill. So I said, I've got to read the comments for this, and some of them are hilarious.
Imagines.
Yeah, exactly. So somebody replies, if you're a public relations professional, I'd give you an A-plus or spin, but since you're supposed to be a reporter, I'll give you an F. I mean, he was just throwing stuff against the wall, to me, with zero information.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Some of the stuff was, I think, fed to him from the organization to try to spin it in a different way. Like yesterday, trying to spin it that they would give him that contract. Come on, let's not go there. The one that stood out to me was, you know, just saying that the Patriots are ready to offer $30 million plus a year. That was the day of the Super Bowl, and it just wasn't true. And you have a feeling as to where some reporters get some of their stuff, and I get it. I think for the most part, I think Rappaport has been pretty good about reporting some of the deals and whatnot, and, you know, guys going left and right and whatever. And, but I think there's a little bit of that with a lot of guys. You know, Schefter's been putting out there, like, you know, his narrative now has been like, oh, well, now that Brady's going to Tampa Bay, he's got the LeBron effect. Free agents are flocking to Tampa Bay. And it's like, what are you talking about? What do you mean they're flocking to Tampa Bay? Who else have they signed? An offensive lineman whose name I can't even think of at this moment? Like, don't push that. Like, and that probably comes from, you know, the Brady side of things. So, you know, I get it with some of these, but I think it's less on Rappaport with some of this stuff and more on the fact that the Patriots keep trying to put this stuff out there. And it's, you know where it's coming from. Just stop and own it. Stop and own it. You know, Kraft, Belichick, own it. You let him go. We're moving on, you know?
Yep. All right, let's go back to the calls. 401-737-1287, the phone number. Steve is in Fall River. Good morning, Steve. You're next on Cordishian and Coit and WEEI.
Right up here, yeah. How are you guys? I'm doing a little hustling right now. Anyway.
Hustling? Oh.
History will record that I was the first caller on 9/11 at 9:20 to Coach and Gresh, and I made the following statement.
Yes. After
okay,
all
that
time. That
was a great statement, yeah.
After all that time.
Perfect. Okay, let's move along and say hello to JC in East Providence. JC, you're next on Cordishian and Coit on WEEI. Not a hard call to follow,
I guess.
Jason. That was the greatest Steve from Fall River call of all time.
I agree. I think our listeners would agree as well.
Oh, boy.
Real quick, before I move on to what I want to say, greatest football name of all time, Chris Fuamatu Ma'afala.
Whoa.
Greatest football name ever.
That's a tough one, too. Don't ask Scott to say that, by the way.
I have three quick points I want to make. I'll try not to be as long as Steve's history lesson last week, but I think it's a little bit of revisionist history hearing all these fans say, I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to start the Jared Stidham era. You're forced to think that now because he's gone, but I don't remember 2 or 3 weeks ago you guys taking any calls of people saying, I hope Brady leaves. I'm ready for the Jared Stidham era. So I get it, but let's not have revisionist history. For the first caller of the day, Brad, I believe his name was, saying, let's not place blame. We got to stop placing blame on Belichick and Kraft. I think he's 100% wrong. Kraft, yes. I don't think he placed the blame on Kraft because he stepped in once with the Garoppolo trade. I don't think he's going to step in twice and potentially lose Belichick over it. But I think maybe now it's too late and Brady had his mind made up. But if you look at what's led up to it, like you guys are talking about, the nickel and dime contracts, the fact that Tom Brady, arguably the greatest quarterback, I think the second greatest quarterback, but arguably the greatest quarterback of all time, just wanted some respect, just wanted to have a little input into things, just wanted to be treated like a little bit better than how Belichick treats everybody else. And I don't think that's too much to ask for a superstar quarterback. But personally, I think it's all on Belichick and the way Belichick handles things. And if you believe the reports a couple weeks ago with the Patriots saying to Brady, or not saying to Brady, you know, we're waiting to see what he wanted. We were waiting to see what offer he was going to make. That's not how free agency works.
Totally.
You don't wait for the player to come to you with an offer. That was ridiculous.
Right.
And then the last...
That just means that the organization doesn't want you. If the organization that has you under their control wants you, they don't let it get to free agency. They're already making offers preemptively so you don't even become a free agent. The Patriots didn't want Tom Brady. They were ready to move on. We can all agree with that.
Yep.
Right.
What was your last point?
Last point I want to make. I have a question for you guys.
Yes.
Do you think let me ask it this way. How many points better do you think Brady is worth to Tampa Bay over Jameis Winston? Would you say like he's 7 points better than Jameis Winston could be on any given day?
Ah, boy, that's a tough one. Because
I
don't
know that you can necessarily quantify it. I mean, again, Winston's been a turnover machine.
That's the thing.
In Tampa.
Right.
Yeah. It's.
And I don't know what he would do in New England. I don't know how well Belichick could, manage him.
No, I'm not talking about Jameis in New England. I'm talking about Brady in Tampa Bay. Do you think Brady's worth 7 points?
I gotcha. Boy, that's a great question.
The reason I say that is this. The Tampa Bay Bucs were 7-9 last year.
Yep.
And 7 of their 9 losses were by less than 7 points. So if you think Tom Brady is that much better than Jameis Winston, which I think anybody with a quarter of a brain would think that, Tampa Bay is going to light it up next year.
Well, JC, here's the thing you need to know, right? Jameis Winston led the league in turnovers. What did he have, 30 picks? And that's not even including all the fumbles that he had.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, career high in interceptions is 14 in a single season. So if you just by virtue of taking away more than half the turnovers that this dude had, I mean, you're right. That record improves significantly. So I just think that forget about making plays and scoring points. It's taking care of the football and not giving it to your opponent. I just think that alone, protecting the football, is worth more wins for the Bucs.
I would totally agree.
I agree as well. Last thing, let me ask you guys one more quick question. Have you heard the rumors that's come out saying that Cincinnati might be looking to move back to number 5? And trade with the Dolphins so the Dolphins can get Burrow.
I can tell you, I've been down here in South Florida for a week, and I have not seen that. I haven't seen that rumor in the local papers down here in South Florida all week long. So to answer your question, no, I have not heard that rumor.
Yeah, I read it somewhere on a website yesterday that they would send the 20-something pick and the 5th pick to move up to get Burrow because Cincinnati actually wants Justin Herbert. I forget where I read it. It was some NFL site. I forget where.
Wow, I'm not big on Herbert. I'm just not.
Yeah, me neither. Well, and you have the number one pick.
Tua.
Yeah,
Tua is intriguing, but the injury history has to make you a little scared there.
Yeah,
you know,
he's like the next Greg Oden.
I would be surprised if the Bengals moved off the top spot.
Me too.
And did not take Joe Burrow. That would really shock me.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Thanks for the call, JC. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, 401-737-1287, the phone number. Joe is in Pawtucket. Good morning, Joe. You're next on Cordishy and Coit on WEEI.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Hi, Joe. Hey, Joe. How you doing, buddy?
Good. I can't announce his last name either. If you paid me $1 million, I wouldn't even be able to announce it.
Well, I won't pay you $1 million, but I'll give you a shot to say it.
No, I can't say it. But I would like to say a few things about the NFL and the Patriots and Tom Brady. A lot to talk about. So the NFC South, I think it is, the NFC actually, in that division, you got Breeze, Brady, Ryan, and Bridgewater, pretty good quarterbacks in there. But I think Breeze, Brady, and Ryan are getting old, and they might be past their prime, but they're still good. But I'll leave it as that. And last year, the Patriots didn't have any receivers or weapons for Brady to do for the year. And when they came up against good teams, they couldn't beat the good teams. They beat under 500 teams. And out of the 32 teams that were in the NFL, only 20 of them, 12 of them had 500 records. 20 teams had under 500 records. I think the NFL was just totally, totally bad last year. And what are your thoughts about that?
I would agree with that. I thought the NFL the last couple of years has been I think the product has deteriorated a little bit in terms of the quality of teams across the board. So there's an opportunity there to win, right, if you have a good quarterback or you have a decent team. You know, you brought up the part about Brady didn't have good weapons here in New England, and nobody will dispute that. That's a fact last year, right? They did not have great weapons. But, you know, I go back to earlier in Brady's career when he was throwing to guys like, you know, Rishay Caldwell and Jabbar Gaffney. And we used to applaud Tom Brady for not needing to have great weapons, right? His favorite receiver is the open receiver. He can make something out of nothing, out of no-name receivers. Well, I guess he can't do that anymore. Is that age? Is that because of age? Or is that because he doesn't want to? I don't know the answer to that. But that's one thing that's, you know, pissed me off a little bit about Tom Brady lately. It's like, well, you mean you were okay with the adulation earlier in your career when you could make something out of nothing, out of no-name wide receivers, but now you can't do it. Now what you have around you is crap and you need better players. I mean, so which is it? Are you a guy that can make something out of nothing, or are you a guy that needs perfect conditions to operate at a high level?
Well, and that's why I think having a young quarterback or a new guy that's fresh, that wants to put in some work, that wants to work with some of the receivers here, I think could really benefit the Patriots going forward, especially if, we talked about the lack of weapons, but, there are some talented guys still here. Julian Edelman's still on this team. James White is still on this team. You've got Rex Burkhead. You've got, N'Keal Harry, who's a first-round draft pick. If you get him healthy and a young quarterback works with him, gets a rapport, like, who's to say Stidham and Harry can't become a tandem? Same with Jacoby Myers. And, part of the thing with Myers last year was that every time he ran the wrong direction or something, Brady put him in the doghouse. Does that happen with a young quarterback? No way. They just shake it off and go to the next play. So I wonder what kind of effect Brady's frustration had on the offense last year, because we talked about it on this show. He was pouty. I mean, he after that Eagles game, they won the Eagles game, and he's up there with a huge, puss on his face. And it's like, what are you doing, man? Like, what's going on here? So you wonder, with a new quarterback, new blood, guy that wants to shake it off and move on to the next play, what happens here? Maybe some fresh blood is a good thing.
I don't disagree with that at all. Yeah, hey,
Joey.
Hello?
Hi. You still got something? You got something else?
Yeah. And so the next quarterback, they're saying like that quarterback from Detroit, Stafford, said earlier in the show, Newton might be another name, but even drafting a quarterback's not bad. But I don't think, Stedman's a good quarterback, but they don't really have a quarterback right now. I think they should go for a guy who's experienced, that's been in the league, or whatever. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's an interesting thing, Joe, because it'd be good for them to have a veteran that's got some experience. But I think if you're going to go to the next wave and you believe that you can coach up Stidham to be your starting quarterback, you go with him. That's what I think. And let him have his mistakes. Let him get it out and keep going and work with the kid. And if Josh McDaniels is the offensive guy, the guru that we might think he is, this is an opportunity to try to prove that with a new quarterback.
Yeah, I've said this all along. Cam Newton intrigues the hell out of me. If he could ever stay healthy, I wouldn't mind seeing it.
Scott, he's such a turd.
No, I don't. I disagree.
You remember that comment? There's so many things I could bring up with Cam Newton. He's such a turd.
I think it would be intriguing. I just don't think the guy can stay healthy.
He would be like David Price here.
Yes. Oh, that's a good one.
You think so?
I'm with Joe on this. Yeah, I think he's a turd. The way he walks up to the podium, he's dressed in a hat that's got feathers coming out of it. He goes up there. He criticizes reporters that are female and says they don't know football and whatever. Like he just doesn't do it for me, Scott. And it's not worth that risk with all the injury history that he has too.
I don't think Belichick's coming down.
Culpepper when he went to the Dolphins.
Oof. I don't.
I think he's going to give Stidham the first opportunity at winning the job. I do.
I agree.
I think that's what Bill wants to do.
I agree.
All right. We'll take a break. 401-737-1287. The phone number, text line is 37937. More of Kordishian Coit in just a moment on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.